Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The Broadway. The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. the 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Alcatraz. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legislative Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Savings $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realists. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The legendary house of Escada.
The mental asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Love production.
Hey, Marcus, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. What's going on?
What's going on? How are you doing?
Good. In the final preparations for the ball, so we're having we just finished the meeting, so that's what's going on.
I know that's right. Working out of starters.
Yeah. So.
So why
I'm waiting for Tracy and Neiman to call in right now. Well, we just want to stress that on, you know, December 18th, we're trying to do something of definitely the first in the Midwest and possibly in ballroom history by giving, you know, a free house ball this opportunity. You know, we have two grand prize categories and that we're starting one time, hands down. We're definitely starting one time. So, you know, doors open at 7. There's plenty of time. We will start LSS at 8 o'clock. You know, the admission with the admission. Oh, and at 9 o'clock, we will definitely start charging the $20. I'm getting feedback.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, Kelly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So, definitely, we're just stressing that everyone come on time because we're going to follow the flyer. Exactly.
I know that's right. They're calling the flyer to the T-girls. So please don't gag, honey. Where's Miss Neiman at?
She's calling in now.
Yes, honey. I saw y'all doing grand march and everything.
What did you say?
Oh, y'all gonna have grand march?
Oh, yeah, there'll definitely be grand march. So the ball's going to, LSS is going to start at 8. We'll do grand march right after that, and we're going into the first category by 9.
Okay.
No question.
Well, girls, Yes, we have.
The ball's going to start off with Virgin Runway, so... And then Virgin Performance, and then we go into Best Dress. Then we'll have Female Figure Face, Male Figure Face, Female Figure Glitz and Glam, Old Way versus New Way, Open to All Labels, Male Figure Realness, Butch versus Trans Man Sex Iron, and then the Grand Prize Runway for $1,000.
Are you and Neiman in the same place? Because I just put Neiman on, and I guess y'all in the same place.
Oh, yeah, we're at the same place. We're going two different rooms.
Yeah,
because
I hear feedback.
Okay.
Neiman. Neiman, is that you? 773-490.
Yeah, that's him.
Yes, this is Neiman.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, darling? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just sitting here relaxing, honey. So,
I'm sorry, I had to take the phone off speaker because it's kind of loud in here. We're having a house meeting at the same time.
Right. It's been a long time since I had a house call.
Yeah,
so
it's been a minute.
What should the girls look forward to this night?
Well, you should look forward to a night of excitement. I'm really, really trying to bring some validity back to the Midwest. We haven't had a real hot ball in a long time since the last awards ball. Rags to Riches was hot also. But we're definitely trying to bring some excitement back to Chicago. We definitely have the cash already available. The trophies are hot. The tables will be decorated nicely. So we're looking forward to, you know, having a good time with the ballroom community. We're just asking that everybody leave any vendettas they have against people. You know, we're just asking everybody to act like mature adults when they come. Have an open mind, come to have fun, and act like grown people.
I know that's right. So you heard it, guys. Come out and have fun. They have the cash already, honey, so it's going to be a festive evening, honey.
Yeah, it's going to be really hot. We've had 18 houses and groups of friends that have bought tables, so we're really, really excited about that. So we're expecting a large number of people. So please just be here on time. I want everybody to understand the ball has to end at 2 o'clock. There's no extending the ball. I'm telling everybody now, please be here. The ball starts at 8 o'clock. We have to start at 8 o'clock, regardless of if one person's in about building and he's a virgin vote. We have to start the ball on time. So everybody be prompt. If you enter after 9 o'clock, it's $20. There's nothing to be explained. Don't call me to the door. Don't call Marcus to the door. It's $20.
I'm sorry to cut you off,
but if there are any legends that are coming out, I've been contacted by some of them, but I would really, really like a legendary panel. So if you are going to be in the building and you're going to be in Chicago, I'm asking you to please contact me, text my phone, or call me at 773-490-2936 to make sure that my judges panel is complete.
All legend panel.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
you.
For.
That's going to be really cool. So explain to them the grand prizes that y'all have. Okay, Marcus, go ahead. I'm taking care of something right now. Marcus, go ahead and explain the grand prizes for me. Okay.
The first grand prize category is for $1,000, open to all runway. And the category is open to legends versus $1,000 or more club winners versus of the years versus challengers. So the way that will work is, essentially, if you're legendary for runway, you'll walk against the legends until one legend is standing, and then you'll go into the top for the 1,000, to the side for the 1,000. The same for the $1,000 or more club winners. You must have won the $1,000 for runway by yourself. So if it was team runway, it doesn't count. If you won it with another house member, that individual chance doesn't count. You will let us know on the microphone what ball you won the money at. Of the years, this category is open. The of the years will battle from any state, from any year, from any mainstream or women's circuit balls. So Kiki balls don't, you know, the Kiki Ball Awards doesn't count, but any major, you know, any ballroom city of the year. And then if for anybody who doesn't meet any of those requirements, you know, they can walk on the challenger. So the category is really open to anyone. You just have to know where you fall.
Right. Just to clarify, Marcus, of the years means you must have been not a people's choice. If you've been a people's choice, you don't count.
And Runway is calling for an avant-garde-inspired effect by your most dangerous weapon, the mind. So, looking for avant-garde effect for $1,000. The second grand prize is film performance. So that category is open to female figures, runners with a twist, and Vogue films. It's going to work the same way with the legends versus the $1,000 winners versus the other years versus the challengers. You must come out with your face totally concealed, not your body, but just your face. And you have to perform for your teams. You have to give an exciting and creative performance without dipping or spinning. But one dip or one spin, you will automatically be chalked. Once the judges score you and you get your chance, you will unveil yourself and let us know who you are, what you did. So at that point, it won't be shade because they would have already scored you based on your performance. It will battle down to the same way, four trophies and cash of $1,000. So those are the two grand prize categories for $1,000.
Oh,
during the battles
category?
For performance, yeah, the mini grand category is open to all legendary realness. It's two trophies and one cash, a male figure versus female figure, and it's for $250. And the category is calling for you up to tonight. You will come and let us know one person who has been declared legendary for realness, which you simply don't see as legendary and why. And then the category is based around, you know, the mental asylum. And the mentally ill. So the mentally ill sometimes just run off at the mouth. Essentially, that's what we're asking you to do. We actually want you to make us gag the whole time that you're talking. So basically, you're going to say your person's name that you don't think is legendary. Why? Basically, you're going to give information about that person, like you've done research on them. Basically, giving a defense on why they shouldn't be legendary or why you don't think they're legendary in your mind.
Oh, that's cute.
And then
They say it in the chat room. They say, what's all that damn noise?
Nee, man. Nah, I don't have any noise up here.
Okay, yeah, well, go ahead, Paul.
And then on Sunday night, also, grand prize for Sunday night's mini ball is for $500, open to all realness also. Mm-hmm. So you have a chance
to mini ball.
Twice. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, on Sunday night, the mini ball, you have to bring a board game, a new unopened board game that best represents you. All those board games will be donated to a local community shelter in Chicago. So you'll bring the game, you'll tell us why you brought the game and why it best suits you, and then, you know, and how does it best describe you. So, you know, there's a lot of board games out there that, you know, best represents you, and you'll be donating something and having a chance to win $500 at the same time.
I know that's right. Everybody is definitely talking about dysfunctionality, and it's definitely a function to be at. It is definitely a function to be at, honey. I can't wait. Hold on. Marcus, you're back, baby.
I'm sorry, I hit Miss Blackberry.
Yes, but I was just telling the girls, this is definitely a function. This is definitely going to be a function to definitely be at. Everybody's talking about this function. I hope everybody just come out and in peace and, you know, and have a good time.
Definitely. You know, for those who don't know how to behave, the Cook County precinct is less than a block away. There will be deputized sheriffs in the building as security. So if they don't know how to behave, they will be sent to Cook County for survival so they can bail out. The show will go on.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell the girls or talk about with the girls?
Marcus,
I'm sorry. Just real quick, on that Friday night at the Prop House, we will be having a mini ball just to kick off the weekend in the back room at the Prop House. It's going to start at 1 o'clock in the morning. So if you don't have anything to do and you're coming in on Friday night, you can meet us at the Prop House. We're going to have a mini ball at the Prop House on that Friday night. It's just a, you know, just a, no pressure, nothing big, no cash is given out. It's just to have a good time on that Friday night before the real competition begins. So for those of you who are coming into town, Friday night we're having a mini ball at the Prop House, the first time ever in the back room. So if you don't want to, you know, you can go back and forth from the mini ball to the front room where they're going to be playing hip-hop, back to the mini ball. So we're going to start the weekend off right with a mini ball at the Prop House on Friday night.
Right.
I know that's right, bitch. This is a Scotto weekend, honey. The Scotto is taking over Chicago, honey.
That's right.
Baby, Chicago is taken over by the Scotters, honey. It's it's Scotto Finasco, honey. It's going to be so much fun, honey.
We also wanted to clear up one thing about Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness. Also, anyone who's walking a regular realness category, if you're a legend, you can't walk the regular, you know, realness categories for male figure realness or for Butch Queen realness. If you're going to walk at all, you have to walk with the legends. But for Butch Queen and Drag Princess Femme Queen realness, we know we originally said no productions, and that's still true. We're not allowing productions for any category at all. However, for those who are walking with Femme Queen realness or in drag realness with the look and attitude of a celebrity, if you like to play, like, a little music of 30 to 45 seconds before, you need to bring that to the ball and give it to the DJ. The order in which you give it to them is the order in which you're coming out, so we're going to play it, and then you just come out. But we're not playing the whole song, and, you know, he's not going to start it at a certain part. He's going to start it at the beginning and go from 30 to 45 seconds, and that's it. So,
yeah,
you know, just to clear
we're not
that.
Looking for, we're not looking for backup dancers. We're not looking for, you know, we're not looking for all of that. You know, we just want to see the look. We want to see who you're representing, and you just have some music of the star that you're representing. But please do not come out there with no extras and trying to slide stuff in, because Kelly Mizrahi will be on the panel. And, Kelly, please chop. Ta-da, thank you.
Oh, baby, you know, if they come my way, honey, baby, I'm going to bang them, honey. Baby, you know, I don't have a problem, honey. The girls can call and read me down, honey. Hold on, we got a caller. Somebody may have a question, honey. If you girls out there, if you have any questions about this function, honey, now is the time to ask these questions. So feel free to definitely press 1. Do not wait until Saturday night to be wanted to ask questions and clarify categories Saturday night. Nobody has no time to be answering no questions on Saturday night. And don't ask why you got chopped, bitch. You got chopped, bitch. It's an all-legendary panel. So if you got chopped, bitch, you got chopped. It was by a legend. It wasn't a statement on star. It was a legend. Take your chop with a grain of salt and move on. But we have a caller. Caller 979-618. You're live on the air. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're
Hello.
On the air, darling.
It's Ginger.
Hello, Ginger.
Hello.
Hello. Congratulations on your $1,000.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on? Oh,
chilling. We just listening.
Are you just listening? Are you coming to Chicago this weekend?
Me and AJ are actually thinking about it. I'm thinking about coming. Yes, I am.
I know that's right, honey. They have a $1,000 category, honey.
I heard.
Yes, they have a $1,000 performance, honey. Y'all girls need to be in Chicago.
Well, I will be there, Kelly. Me and AJ are going to tip through.
Okay. Thank y'all for definitely calling in.
Okay. Kelly, we also want to clarify one thing, too. We posted this a long time ago, like 60 days ago. The ball will only be – there can only be one winner. So historically – we want to make this clear now because we don't want any problems Saturday. You know historically how – let's say there were three people from the House of Ebony who – or any house, ABC, the House of ABC, who are left standing for challengers, and they're all in the same house. Those three – will not each get a chance to battle for the $1,000. Their house can either choose to send one person out to represent them, or they can battle and let the judges choose who will represent them to for the $1,000. So they won't all get a shot at the $1,000 each. They have to battle, you know, within their trophy group to battle for the coin. Does that make sense? Did I say that right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does.
So for those who have problems battling your house members, you got an option of you
it's
got
only one.
The,
it's
know.
Only one winner, honey.
One winner,
and
one
it's
shot.
Only one
winner.
I want to clarify this. If you are one of those houses that have a problem with your house members battling, I understand that there are some houses out there that don't like their members to battle. Please don't even enter the competition so that we can see your talent. Because I don't want any problems at the end. I don't like that. You already know what the rules are before you enter and before you play the game.
Mm-hmm. And you do have an option. You don't have to battle. You can basically just send one person out.
You can send one person out that you think is going to make it to the finals. I really don't want to deal with that. It's five people from one house left, and people start making a big deal about they don't want their house members to battle. They don't want them to do this. We're telling you now, if you have a problem with it, don't even enter the battle. let's solve the problem. Go ahead, Kelly.
It's right here. They shouldn't have a fucking problem with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's just for the cash categories, you got.
Mm-hmm. If it's written on the flyer, it's on the flyer, honey. It's like, who will have a fucking problem with it? Don't send your members out if they have a problem with it. Bitch, what the fuck? If your members can't battle and stay, and they know, bitch, that their girlfriends, you know, and their girlfriends the same girl, like, what the fuck, we're saying? Honey, a lot of girls don't know how to do that, honey. They really don't know how to do that. They think it starts confusion in the house. Because the commentator always starts. When you got two people battling, they always start with the house that those two houses is bad. That one house is valid. They always start with that house with the point, honey. And the girls be gagging, honey. My bitch. Gotta do like I tell my kids, honey. Child, baby, you know it's no shame this thing. Whichever one of y'all perform better tonight is the one that I'm going to pick.
Right. Because at the end of the day, you want to win the money, right. So, right.
Go ahead, Kelly.
What category are y'all excited to see?
Well, I'm really, really excited to see realness in Runway. Like, I absolutely love Runway. And speaking of Runway, in case Booty Khan is out there in the radio world listening, Ray Ray Mizrahi, legendary Ray Ray Mizrahi, told me to deliver a message to you personally. He said he expects to see you on the runway in Chicago. You got him the last time at the Escada Ball for $1,000. But he said he will be walking like it's hot coals under his feet. And trust me, he's going home with the coin tonight. We looked for this number last night. Baby, this is what Ray Ray Mizrahi said, specifically to Booty and Keith Balenciaga.
Oh!
He said he wants to see them on the floor. He does not want to battle a knot. He said his first battle of the night will be Booty.
Oh!
He said even if Booty is standing in a different line for his category, whether it's $1,000 or whatever he's walking in, he's going to tap him on his shoulder and tell him, baby, I want to see you now.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Right. And I think I'm looking forward to performance. I want to see how it goes without the dipping and spinning.
Yes,
so many balls we see, everybody only dipping and spinning. So we'll probably get too different from people who are really talented, you know, $4,000. So just making sure they're creative and, you know, it's still exciting because that dipping and spinning is not the only thing you have to do to get the crowd to go up. But...
baby, the girls is coming out to battle. The girls is calling girls out, and the girls want to battle and all types of things, honey. Ooh, Miss Sang, honey. Bitch, it's going to be total pandemonium and chaos, honey. I can't wait to see the girls battle.
And just for the record, Kelly, the commentator is not going to be picking a girl with a big name and then a no-name girl to save that big name girl for the last battle. That will not happen at this ball. Wherever the cars fall, that's where they fall. It will not be set up for a big girl name to battle a little girl name. Not this night.
So how are the battles going to be picked this night?
I mean, it will be normal, but I'm going to make sure that there is nobody being saved until the end. Nobody's members are going to be getting pushed through. It's going to be hot from the start to the end.
I know that's right, honey. Baby, so they won't say it's a commentator setup, honey.
So they won't.
Definitely can't be a setup, honey.
Exactly.
You know how I think y'all should do it? Because you know how I think y'all should do it? Because this is how I do my ball. I don't never want anybody to say the commentator did anything. I want you just call out a bitch and tell her, well, baby, you tap the bitch you want, bitch. Let the girls pick their own battles.
You know, Kelly, did he say that, right?
the commentators have nothing to do with the battle. The commentators have nothing to do with the battle. If you's a bad bitch, Mustang, and you know you's a walking bitch or a voguing bitch, you shouldn't have a problem coming out there and picking a motherfucking bitch.
You know, Kelly, if people had, I'm not going to say integrity, but if people were excited about what they were doing, but a lot of times people will pick the no-name person that they know they're going to beat the first round. You know what I mean? They're going to pick the not of the group versus picking, you know, the person with the name that they want to say they won over. So when you do it like that, now the difference is all the legends will battle in the same group, all the $1,000 winners. So they will be battling people of their own peers. So, you know, it's not like they're just going to be voguing against anybody with the exception of the challengers. You know, they might end up, you know, they might have some people in there who are not as known. But we're definitely going to just try to make sure that it's fair and consistent to make sure that everyone that is the night will say that was truly the winner and that person deserved $1,000 because it's $1,000. We have our money. We have our money crisp. It looks like casino money. Kelly, you remember how it looks in St. Louis when you get
it? Yes, I love crisp. I love the money at the casino, honey.
So.
Well, girls, they have their change. They ready for the girls to get in town, honey. So, girls, listen, bitch. Get here to this motherfucking ball. Come out and let's have some fun, bitch. Keep all the shade and the shenanigans and all of that shit at motherfucking home. Let's come out and have some motherfucking fun, bitch. That's all it is about. It's about fun. The girls, that's the whole problem with the ballroom thing. The girls have took the fun out of the ball. Let's bring the fun and the creativity back into the scene. And I think that we would definitely be better off. If everybody put so much emphasis and so much energy that they have into worrying about legendary statuses and put all of that into their talent and into their effects, bitch, I think the ballroom scene will be better off.
Right.
I really do. I really do. It's crazy.
But also, everyone, you need to bring your stuff in at the beginning. There are no ins and outs. There is no dressing in the bathrooms. Let us repeat. There is no dressings in the bathroom. We have paid for an additional place that is connected to the ballroom so you can walk out from the changing area through these doors and walk straight onto the runway. You cannot change in the bathroom. Security will be there to enforce that. No glitter, no spray paint, none of that. This is a really nice place we're having the ball at. It's a really expensive university that students pay $40,000 and $50,000 a year to go to. Let's not mess up their space because it's a great space and we want to be able to use it again.
Yes, girls. They found a cute space in Chicago where we can have balls and, honey, please don't come and fuck it up because you know how you girls are. You know how you girls are. Y'all come to these places, honey, and y'all want to fuck venues up, honey, and girls want to fight and all types of motherfucking shit. Nobody has time for all of that bullshit tonight, okay? Not tonight, honey. So what else y'all want to tell them, honey? We got a whole hour.
Oh, if people have questions, that if I have any questions, you know.
If y'all got any questions, well, we ain't got to stay on the whole hour. If these girls ain't got no questions, they know the categories, and I guess they're ready, honey. But, girls, if y'all got any questions, please feel free to definitely press 1. Because if y'all ain't got no questions, Marcus and Neiman is having a house meeting. They're getting ready for this weekend. Honey, we can cut this short and everybody can be on their way starting to get to Chicago. So what the fuck, honey? We're gonna give y'all 2 minutes. Y'all got the breakdown of the categories, Miss Thang. Y'all got the slight on our category sheet. Y'all know it's going to be all legends on the panel, Miss Thang. And y'all know it ain't going to be no bullshit. And security ain't playing. And the cops ain't motherfucking playing with y'all girls. So if anybody got anything to say, feel free at this time to definitely press 1. Because if y'all don't have anything to say or any questions, we can let these men go and finish their house cleaning and doing the things that they have to do. And I can finish getting my fat ass on this floor and wrapping these Christmas presents up and taking them underneath the tree. How you doing?
Kelly,
got a whole lot of presents to wrap.
How you doing? Yeah. Kelly, just for the record, I really, really, if your house plans on being in attendance, I really need you to send a representative that is legend.
We have a representative. I'm waiting to get all my things together and get my things together. And I should be flying out Saturday afternoon. But we have a legendary representative that's going to be in the building, and Andre's coming to town, too.
Yeah, but I'm sure Andre's coming to play for that 1,000.
Yes, Andre will definitely be in town. Andre will definitely be in town. So,
and that's,
well,
that's to every house. If your house accepts a judge, you need to send up, I'm going to just say, an unquestionable legend. You know, somebody who has real status. So just know that that's what we
well,
and that's
girl,
to every house
that.
You know.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Oh, that's it. Just to every house. You know, I think
okay,
that's what
well,
we were trying
I
to
guess
say.
I got, I guess y'all ain't got no questions, so I'm going to let Neiman and Marcus go. We're going to play the commercial one more time, and I'll see y'all back here Monday night for the recap of Scotta Takes Over motherfucking the Windy City. Neiman and Marcus, I thank y'all for definitely calling in. I'm going to play the commercial one more time, and we're getting out of here until Monday night.
They have it from the front.
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum, Crazy About Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legislating to Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 back. Save $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Then performance. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy About Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Love production.
That's the best.